Hey everybody, it's Maylee Thomas and Texas Homegrown Music. And today's show is going to be a little bit different because I brought in my producers and we're going to talk about some of the highlights of 2020 and some of the guests that we remember most and just share some stories with you and music and just talk about how it was trying to get through the year with COVID. I'll tell you, for me, it was really nice because I was able to get this show remote and go into some of these guys' houses and to their studios and you know, just get a little bit more personal with them. So that was really cool. So just sit back and relax and let's have some fun talking about what happened through 2020 with Texas Homegrown Music. Before we do, I'm going to sing a song from one of my records. It's actually one of my latest records released a few years back, and it's called Don't Give Up. Because I don't want us to ever give up on life and love and all the beautiful things that we can experience if we just put our head into the scene of saying, you know what, I'm going to live life for today and take the best that I can from it and then just keep moving on. So don't give up with Maylee Thomas. And then we'll be back for our year in review for 2020 of Texas Homegrown Music. Our 2020 year in review, and I was going to say I'm in the studio, but I'm in my closet, and I got my producers in their closets. Well, I don't even know, Carrie. You don't look like you're in your closet.
No, my closet's a scary place.
You don't. Connor, how about you?
I'm just in my gaming room where we game.
In your gaming room. So I got Carrie Langford and Connor Caldwell with me. We have had an interesting year, to say the least.
Understatement, yes.
I mean, we started out, so if everybody that's listening, the Texas Homegrown Music Show, we started out in the studio at KHY Studios, and we had a lot of people coming in, and then all of a sudden COVID hit, and we immediately learned how to do things remote. And now, as a result, I think everybody's just gone remote on so many different platforms.
Yeah, I think after this, it might be harder to get people to come into the studio. They're like, yeah, we can just do it from the house.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, honestly, for me, it's made it a lot easier because so many of the artists, you know, they got used to being hunkered down and they've got all their equipment in their place and they're able to do these live streams from their house now. Yeah. It's been really nice to be able to contact them and they're just ready to go and ramped up and able to do anything live.
Yeah, they got past the learning curve.
Connor, have you seen that? Because I know you're still going into the station.
Yeah, I've been still going into the station. But once we started out at KHY during all this COVID stuff, we did the, you know, the virtual shows and stuff like that. So there was a learning curve for sure. But now that people have caught up to that, it's like it's way easier, you know, now than it was a few months ago. To get people in, not into the studio, but virtually, if we wanted to do an interview or have them play a song.
Well, I'll tell you, honestly, I'm actually really happy about what happened with the musicians and how they had to hurry up and learn how to get out of that, you know, that uncomfortable place of thinking, I don't know if I want to really go live with people.
Yeah.
'Cause I can tell you that, you know, we all like to see people in their everyday life. You know, we vision what these people, these artists are like when they're off. And it's kind of refreshing to find out they're just like us.
We're right. The question was finally answered. What does Maley's closet look like?
I know, right? See all the hats. And
I'll tell you, I'm coming over there hat shopping.
I know
there's some there you're not using anymore.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in here I'm not using anymore. Every time I get in here, I'm like,
yeah, I'll organize it for you.
But, well, let's talk about the show and let's talk about some of the really cool people that we've had on and the things and changes that have you know, taken place in their lives this year. But we started out the year with the Powell brothers, who I just think are fantastic guys. And I mean, a duo that's really powerful and they were really coming on strong on the scene. They had this great, fantastic, you know, lineup and boom, COVID hit and just stopped them. And it really, really made me sad for them because I know they were so excited about it, but we're all looking forward to 21 because this year we're going to get out of this hole that we're in. And I think everybody can see that it's coming. It's just going to
see the light.
We can see the light at the end of that tunnel. But we started out with the Powell brothers. And then, of course, we had you and I went to see Mike and the Moon Pies, Carrie.
That was Kessler. Great.
That was cool. Yep. We got to see my friend Bonnie Bishop.
She opened the show. Amazing, amazing singer.
And then we came back and had the Bodarks come into our studio there at the station. And that was a lot of fun, getting them all crammed into that little studio. I remember that. And you did such a great job, Connor, of getting the sound in there.
Yeah, it sounded great.
I was shocked that we were able to have a stand-up bass in that little bitty room. Banjo, singer.
He was fiddling. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm. It was great. And in fact, I want to play one of their songs just because I also love that they are very much a part of Dallas and the scene here. They wrote a song called Deep Ellum Blues, and I love the song, and I think it really showcases who they are and what they're about. And if you don't know who the Bodarks are out there, people, check them out. They are a working band big time, and even throughout this crisis, because two of them are teachers. I think maybe all three of them are teachers.
Right. I don't know about Robert. I think it's Shelly New. I think
Shelly is definitely a teacher here.
And I think maybe Jeff Brooks, who played the banjo, I think he was also an educator. Yeah. But Robert Carter, he I don't know if they let him back in school.
Well, you know,
he looked like a rounder.
They all had to not only, deal with COVID, but they also had to deal with the fact that some of it was online and some of it was in person. And gosh, it just craziness. I'm so glad I didn't have kids going to school during that. Mm-hmm. But I want to play that song Deep Ellum Blues real quick, just so we can show people what kind of caliber we had in the studio. Even though this song wasn't played in the studio, I want to play it because I really like what it's about. It's about this great, area called Deep Ellum that's still thriving. They're making it through. And I was down there just a couple of months ago to visit with a friend, and we've lost some live music venues for sure, which makes me very sad, but they're starting to come back. So when we come back, let's play Deep Ellum Blues for our listeners right now. When we come back, let's talk about some of the other bands that we've had in and play some of the in studio stuff that we had. All right. So if you're just tuning in, Texas Homegrown Music right here with Maley Thomas. And I've got Carrie and Connor in here today talking about the year 2020, and we'll be right back.
By your side, Jeffrey Brooks will take you out and go for your ride.
next, Deep Ellum Blues. Well, one of the other things that I remember that I loved so much was having Zane Williams in and finding out, you know, that I've got neighbors that I've been listening to for a long time and I didn't even realize they were neighbors.
Right.
You know, Zane that was cool. So fun to have Zane in, and he's right here in McKinney with me. Well, so he started this band called Hill Country, and we got some news fresh off the press today, right? From a friend of ours, Scott Sean White, who we're going to talk about later, that sent out one of the songs. So I guess they've changed their name because the name that they had, Hill Country, was already taken up and trademarked. So I like the new name better. It's called the Wilder Blue. How about you guys?
Yeah, I like it. Wilder Blue.
Yeah, I'm a fan. I heard their song, and he says the Wilder Blue in one of the lyrics. And so I feel like it fits really well, especially since he mentions it in the song.
Very cool. Well, so that we played a gig with them, and it actually was one of our first gigs outdoors because of the COVID thing when we did the Parktopia. In McKinney, where we did, you know, outdoor park. And I know that that's what they did for TMR. You guys stepped up and did something cool so you could still go ahead and have that festival.
Right.
And it started something. I mean, and like wildfire all across the country, you started seeing a lot of people doing that kind of thing. And it was really cool. People could stay in their little section and, you know, be safe in their little part, whether they stay in their car. Some people got in the back of their pickup truck. Some of them pulled their chairs out, and you put a stage up, we had an outdoor festival, you know, in a really cool way. I thought that was nice. I think we're going to probably see us going forward with that regardless of the COVID thing.
Yeah. Some people, the general public's comfort level of being smashed together in an indoor facility, I think that's going to take a little time coming back. So the options that we're using now, I think, are going to last, you know, quite a while.
Yeah, I agree for sure.
Well, I actually liked it a lot, and I grew up in drive-in theaters, and my kids, you know, to them, that's like, oh my gosh, did you hear about that? There's a drive-in theater, you know, 100 miles from here. Let's go.
You can take your car to the movies.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm really talking about.
What's funny is, though, I've probably watched very little screen time at the drive-in as compared to an indoor movie. You know, well, drive-in was.
That's true. We were busy doing other things. So that's kind of cool that we got that out of 2020. We're gonna see a lot more of those kind of platforms, I'm sure, going forward. I know our city in McKinney, we're gonna do that because it's been so successful, and you know, we're just gonna continue to do that. Right. But I want to talk about some of the other guests. So we had one of my favorites, Cody Canada, came out, and we actually did that interview at the Guitar Sanctuary.
Right.
You remember
right.
that, Carrie?
Mm-hmm.
And we brought him into the amp room, and he did one of my favorite songs called Daughter of the Devil, and did it right there live in the room, and I gotta tell you, I loved it.
You know, some people can just grab their guitar and do their best performance, just them and their guitar. It's just amazing. He was one of them.
He definitely did a great job. So I want to play that song. Is that cool with you, Connor? Let's pull that up from one of our last shows with Cody Canada. And we're going to play Daughter of the Devil. And we come back, we're going to talk about some more people that we had, that especially my good friend Bonnie Bishop and all the things that she went through this year, and Buffalo Ruckus, and talk about, you know, David Grissom and some of the people that I got to have on the show from Austin that normally wouldn't be able to come up for the show.
So Ray Benson.
You're listening to Texas Homegrown Music. And I'm in here today with my producers, Carrie and Connor, and we're just going to talk about what we did this year and some of the fun stuff that we got to witness, and we'll be right back.
But the road to hell is paved with good intentions. I never intended a couple of things that I'd done. What God put together, no man could put asunder. But I'm feeling like a villain, I wanna go and plunder. Is there any wonder I've been burning like a center of the sun. Yeah, I fell in with the devil's on the down and doused my soul with a cup of holy water. Try to warn on what you're coming around the corner and it must you live and turn. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost soaked it on down coast to coast. Daughter of the devil in the middle is still bound to burn. Second time that something comes around. Yeah, I fell in with the devil's only daughter and doused my soul with a cup of holy water. Trying to warn on what you're coming around the corner and must you let the turn. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost soaked it on down coast to coast. Daughter of the devil in the middle is still down to burn. Yeah, I fell in with the devil's only daughter and doused my soul with a cup of holy water.
Hey y'all, this is Bonnie Bishop, and you are listening to Texas Homegrown Music with Maylee Thomas on The Range.
Well, we're back, Texas Homegrown Music. We're talking about 2020 and what a weird year it's been. And I'm just so glad to get to 21, guys. I don't know about you, but I'm not really one to not want to live in the moment, but I was kind of tired of that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And as you both know, I actually became a victim of COVID and had to do that whole thing.
That's for right.
Weeks. Do y'all remember? Oh, that was brutal.
I remember. I quarantined.
But yeah, you did. But I'm going to tell you, the cool thing about it, as I mentioned in the first segment, it was that we got to have a lot of really great people that we normally wouldn't be able to get in because they couldn't make it to Dallas, thinking that we had to do them in the studio.
Right.
And now we're doing everything remote. So we were able to have a lot of bands that I was always having a problem with, like Mike Zito.
Right.
That was so fun.
Yeah.
And people like Lance Lopez out of, right. You know, he's in Nashville now, but he's a Texas right. boy, of course. We had him and Mike Flanagan and Sue Foley.
Oh, yeah. And they just did their worldwide jungle show from Antones with Billy Gibbons. You know, they do that every year at right. Antones. And I've been once and it's amazing. And this year they, you know, did it online and streamed it. And I think something like 35 countries tuned in.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Well, we had Ray Benson.
Mm-hmm.
And Ray was another one. He got on and talked a little bit about the COVID thing because he got COVID early on. He was, right. I think he got it like in March.
Yeah.
And he said, man, I didn't want to fool around. I realized after getting that, you know, it was something I didn't want to deal with. So,
well, you know, it's lucky he made it through because it's just like a roll of the dice. I mean, sadly, we lost Charlie Pride.
Oh my gosh. I know. I gotta send a text to Dion because, you know, we early on, George and I got to be good friends with Dion and
his son.
I'm sure that was just an awful thing for him to go through. And again, yeah, a lot of people are like, well, he was in his 80s. I don't care. We got right. people living to 100. They don't need to be dying of COVID.
Right.
You know? But it was really cool that we got to have some of these guys just because we were doing it remote. And in fact, Bonnie Bishop came into the studio. That was one of the last ones, I think. I mean, there's
the last one was Sean Scott White.
Okay.
But she was close to the end. I love Bonnie Bishop, and she brought her little dog, Eva, that she
had just found. And, when we did that show with Mike and the Moonpie.
Right. Christmas Eve. She found it the day before.
And so she came in and she'd been going through some breakup and some other, you know, personal things. And she was very fragile that day, I remember. But I'm going to tell you, I want to play her version of the walk that she did in the studio that day.
It was amazing. She was amazing. That?
So she's another one. Grab the guitar.
Yes. And the singer-songwriters that they're not necessarily a phenomenal guitar player, and I'm not taking anything away from it, but when a person learns to sing and play the guitar at the same time, they have an accompaniment of themselves that is unique, and she is surely unique and wonderful on that guitar with herself. That's my favorite way to hear her.
She did a fantastic version of it. So, Connor, let's pull that up. It's The Walk, and she played that for us in the studio right there in that little bitty room when we were all crammed in there. And I just remember standing there. I think I got a little teared up because I knew that she was going through some stuff at the time as well. And so let's play that for him right now. It's called The Walk with Bonnie Bishop, and we'll be right back.
Oh, the past is never dead, they say. So maybe we'll meet on the walk someday.
Myself
and the past is never dead, they say. So maybe we'll meet on this walk someday.
So what did y'all think?
Wonderful.
Do you remember how good that was?
Yes, I was just standing right there listening.
We had a lot of moments like that before. Yeah. Before we had to go remote and
goosebump overload.
One of them was a band that I absolutely love, and I've done some shows with them, and they've been at the Sanctuary. It's Highway 31.
Yeah.
Of course, Steve Mueller, because of, you know, my connection with him with Mesa Boogie, he is a phenomenal guy. But Chris is a fantastic singer. The whole band, and they all sing, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys realize that they all sing.
Right.
Well, do you remember when they came into the studio? I had asked them if they would sing a song live, you know, and they said, sure, we'll do something for you. They come in the studio and they said, we just wrote a song. We want to do it for you.
Yeah.
So we got to hear it for the first time, and it was the first time they played it out, and they played it in the studio. And anyway, it's called The Walk. And The Law. And,
yeah.
And they did that song. I was blown away. So I want to definitely play that song at the end of this section. So if you're okay with that, Connor, I need you to look for that.
Of course.
And it's called The Law. And if you guys don't know who Highway 31 is, you need to get out there and listen to their music, because they really are a really good band, and they're very fun, and just, you know, they've got a great message all the time. They make you feel good. Some other bands like Vaudeville, I was blown away by them. All four of those people sing.
Yes.
And incredible vocals.
Yeah.
Rachel Stacy, you know, came in, and she's a fantastic singer and plays the fiddle. We got to have Ian Moore. And I would have never been able to have Ian had it not been for COVID, because the dude is constantly on the road.
Right. And he doesn't live in Austin anymore. He lives in Seattle or somewhere.
Yeah, he lives up in Washington State.
Oh, okay.
Island up there. And when I talked to him, he was doing a lot of house improvements. He said, man, my wife's loving this COVID thing. All the honeydews got done. You know?
Right.
So that was really fun. But yeah, we've had some really great people just because of the COVID thing. So let's play that song for them. And when we come back, I want to talk about one of my other favorite bands and a song that they did in the studio for us as well, called Buffalo Ruckus. And you guys know I hadn't mentioned them. So let's play The Law from Highway 31. And you're listening to Texas Homegrown Music with yours truly, Maylee Thomas, and my producers, Carrie and Connor. And we'll be right back.
Shopping by the knife of the butcher man. He wore dark black from head to his toes, and a badge of justice everybody knows. Well, he laid down the law with the chrome in his hands. It was 1880 when he walked this land. He hung the evil eye and he dropped it down low. If you broke the law,
every day of his life, he was a madman with the flames in his eyes and a spear.
This is Jason Lovell
and Brad
of the Buffalo Ruckus, and you are listening to Texas Homegrown Music with Maley Thomas.
Well, here we are back again talking about 2020 and all the things that, took place throughout the year with all of our Texas artists that we had on the show. And we had a lot of them, a lot of really cool ones, a lot of good friends. Tommy Katona was on. We had Rise and Shine, which, you know, is Jordan Kane, or, you know, goes by JC Aquarius, and he's got that band as well, Atlantis Aquarius, which is one of my favorite bands.
He's cool.
But yeah, he's really cool. And they've got a new record coming out pretty soon. And speaking of new records, JCD, my friend John Christopher Davis, he put out an EP called The Ride. And he did another version of New Wind Blowing on there, which is really good. But he's also got another project that he's doing. It's going to be released this year, called Speaker Wars, that he's doing with Stan Lynch. And of course, how do we know Stan Lynch?
Tom Petty.
That's right. And of course, you know, John's, I think John's style is a lot like John Petty, don't you? I mean, Tom Petty.
Yeah. Tom Petty, Don Henley.
Don Henley, a little bit of Springsteen. He's got that real raspy kind of, and he's another one of those guys that literally can just pick up a guitar and sell a song.
Right. But you won't, I don't think I've ever seen him do a song sitting down though.
Well, you know what, I have, only because we've done some shows where we, you know, where the kind of laid back kind of feel where we did song swap.
Yeah. Yeah. But,
in fact, the last show that we did together, we were sitting down and I made him stand up. I was like, I can't do it, dude.
Right, right. How do you do that?
I mean, I've got to stand up. You have to stand up. He was looking at me. What are you telling me to do? I said, stand up. I need you. Yeah. I need your energy. So it was a lot of fun. But yeah, so we, David Grissom, another one that we were able to get on the show. And of course, right. I've known David for, I don't even want to say how long I've known him, but
no, he's played the Sanctuary
more than
two or three times.
David played on my very first record in the early 90s.
Wow.
And isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. And
of course, you know, I didn't even realize how many cool guys that I had on my record, like Chuck Rainey and Dave Grissom, and of course Andy Timmons. All these guys are like world renowned players, and I was just
right. I was watching.
I was like, these guys are really good.
Yeah, I was watching a documentary the other day on Aretha Franklin, and I'm like, there's Chuck Rainey.
I know
his bass.
Oh, did you watch that? That's a cool.
That dude making of that gospel
Grace or something. Isn't that the name of it?
Yeah,
he was in that movie. I didn't even recognize him, even though
not 50 years ago.
He's still playing. He, in fact, John will tell you, JCD will tell you, he played on some of his new stuff.
Yeah,
but he's still playing and doing well. Well, I'm going to have to give kudos to one of my favorite bands, as everybody knows, in Dallas. It's called the Buffalo Ruckus, and Jason Lovell, who I just absolutely adore and got to get up and sing with him on a couple occasions. And I just told George the other day, I want to have him at the Sanctuary and do a show with him.
Yeah, that was the second time. Remember
when he came in to the show, to the studio, he did a song called Habanero Honey. And I said, oh, you must have written that about me.
Yeah. And he had Brad Hefner.
Yeah.
In the studio with him that time.
Yeah. So he and Brad played that song in the studio, Habanero Honey, and just sold it. I mean, it was so great. I don't even think they had recorded it yet.
Yeah. They're great. Like I said, I discovered them one night and playing in the restaurant at House of Blues, and they were better than whoever I went to see in the big hall, and that they were really, they're, it's just so unique.
That's always a bummer for the headliner, right?
Well, yeah.
The opener just
I don't remember who I saw that night, but I remember I saw Buffalo Ruckus.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I went to a concert one time, and it was, who was the guy from Austin that I love. I'll think of it in a minute, but Stevie Nicks. It was a Stevie Nicks concert actually, but he opened for her. And I was like, oh my gosh, the crowd just went crazy. And I was like, oh, that's always a drum. Mm-hmm. That's always a bummer, right? You got to follow somebody that just blew the crowd away.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you, speaking of blowing me away, I want to say on the air, you guys have been really great working with me this year, this past year. I appreciate both of you so much. And I know I'm the one that gets a lot of credit, but I really shouldn't, because I couldn't have done it without you. Both of you. Connor
does all the heavy lifting.
Connor, I'm so sorry.
No, it's not that. Thank you so much for that. So I appreciate it.
And early on in the year, a lot of times you couldn't even reach me when you needed to get the show ready. I was playing gigs or something. I'd be like, I'm sorry, I'm not at my computer.
Right.
and Carrie, what a doll you are. And I know that, you know, it's been an up and down for you because this whole COVID thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been interesting because I can spend about 2 days in the house and then I got to go. I mean, during this COVID, there's been times where I've told Kelly, I'm just going to go drive. I'm headed east, and I would just be gone for like 6 hours.
Well, and for people that don't know it, if you guys like to look at really cool pictures, Carrie Langford is a phenomenal photographer, and I'm going to spell his name for you. It's KerryLangford. And is it Carrie Langford or Carrie Langford Photography? How do they find your picture?
The easiest way is just do hashtag Carrie Langford Photographer.
Okay. And I know you've done a lot of driving because you've taken some really cool Texas pictures. And so yeah. Since this is about Texas artists, I think it's cool for people to go and look at it. You've taken some phenomenal pictures of some Texas artists, from Willie to ZZ Top. And
it's been a joy. You know, I didn't really set out to be, you know, a professional music photographer, but I've had a lot of, I mean, I haven't made any money, but I've had a lot of fun. I mean, I got to stand on the stage with Willie and take pictures, and that's probably my highlight. Kelly's like, Willie, I'm tired of hearing about Willie. No, she loves Willie, but it's like, he's kind of like,
I can hear about Willie all day long and Lucas.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, I remember, I think you and I both saw what was coming down the pike when that, when their festival got canceled.
Yeah.
When South by Southwest got canceled, and then Willie's was, you know, we knew, right?
Well, I was optimistic at the beginning because I'm like, it's not that bad. They're going to let Willie play, you know? And then it's like, oh no, it's,
yeah.
You know, Willie's not playing, nobody's playing.
Yeah. Well, we all stepped up to the plate and got to do some still hear music and see music. And it's still out there. We're still doing it. It's getting better, people. We're going to have more live music coming down the pike for all these artists. But we're going to continue to share Texas artists with you. And so I'm going to play that song, Habanero Honey, right now from Buffalo Ruckus. And then when we come back, I'm going to play a couple more songs for you and just give you the highlights of 2020 for Texas homegrown music right here. Maylee Thomas. We'll be right back.
I wanna lift you up. Never
She's the hottie and spicy. She's so sweet. She's my habanero honey. Drizzle just a little bit of love on me.
So here we are back again, just closing out our 2020 year. And Carrie, I don't want to leave without talking about some of these artists that are working on new records. And I know one in particular that you and I are big fans of.
Yeah. Sean Scott White. When he walked into the studio, he was the last guy that got to come in the studio before COVID hit and stopped that. And just his aura, he's a big man and he's just got a big smile and it's just like love is just coming off of him everywhere. And he's got a laugh that's so infectious. And he had a Kickstarter campaign and he's got a new record coming out. He reached his goal of $19,000 in like 25 hours.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm one of those contributors.
Me too.
And I'm
Me
really
too.
Happy to be that, because as soon as he sent that out, I was like, heck yes, I want to help him get a record out. Cause the guy's been writing for years. You know, I don't know if anybody knows this, but he's been a staff writer and driving to Nashville every week from Texas.
Yep.
And you know, he's writing with all these people. And in fact, I had Helene Cronin on, which is another girl that he writes with.
They wrote Dad's Garage and Mama's Kitchen. Listen to that one.
Yeah. Well, they also wrote, what was that really pretty song that they wrote together? I can't remember, but I played it on the show.
And just check them both out.
What a great songwriter he is. So you guys check him out. He's got a new record coming out this year, Scott Sean White. And
just let me say, he's from Poetry, Texas. So, you know, what a place to live for a songwriter.
Poetic about that, isn't there? Well, I'm looking forward to this year, and I know that we've got a lot of great people lined up to have on the show again, and I'm looking forward to getting to see you guys. I miss your mugs.
You too.
And I miss the mugs and the hugs.
You know how I miss the hugs. So anyway, thanks, guys, for listening. Texas Homegrown Music yours truly, Maylee Thomas, and I've got Carrie and Connor on the show today, and I want to bring you guys in a little bit more often. I've been lonely in my closet doing this show, so I'm going to bring you guys in again.
Yes.
So, guys, thanks for listening, and we're gonna play that we just played Habanero Honey, didn't we?
Yes.
So I got a couple more songs I want to play for you guys. And for sure, I'm going to close the show today with my sweet Lucas Nelson, because I love him so much. And I hope to see him soon.
We were excited to see
him two or three times last year. We didn't get to see him at all. So you guys get out and support live music. I know that there's small venues that are playing. Get outdoors. We've got another TMR this year that we're having, and they're going to host it from my hometown this year in McKinney, Texas. I'm so excited about that. And that's going to be in June. So we'll be out there. You guys get ready, because we're going to have some live music for you.
I would like to say we need to get Tyler Bryant, Bramhall the second. Anybody, send them our way.
Guys, let us know if you got some Texas artists you want to hear. We'll certainly reach out to them. You guys, peace out. Remember to love life. You get out of it what you put into it. And we'll be back next week.
Bye.